This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 444 for Tuesday, June 21st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker on Tuesday as speculators continued to liquidate long positions and book profits. Canola down 9 to over $17, July down $17.60 at $1,003.70 per ton. New crop November down $10.30 at $952.50. Losses in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed accounted for spillover selling, although Malaysian palm oil held closer to unchanged. A lack of significant weather concerns across the prairies was also bearish, as recent rains in Alberta and Saskatchewan have eased dryness concerns there. Positioning ahead of looming acreage data could be a feature over the next week, with the USDA out with its latest acreage numbers on June 30th and Statistics Canada set to release Canadian area numbers on July 5th. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower as activity resumed following the Juneteenth holiday that saw markets closed yesterday. Soybeans down 21 cents in the July contract at $16.81 per bushel. Heavy losses in many world vegetable oil markets recently accounted for some of the selling pressure in the soy complex as the U.S. futures repositioned themselves against their global counterparts. Weekly crop ratings were delayed, with U.S. soybean seeding estimated to be about 95% complete ahead of the report. U.S. soybean inspections for the week came in at just over 400,000 tons. That was down from the previous week, but more than double what moved during the same week a year ago. Corn futures down sharply with speculative selling a feature as some stops were hit on the way down. The July contract down 23 cents at $7.60 per bushel. Corn seeding is thought to be near completion across the U.S., with attention now on weather conditions through the growing season. Hot temperatures did likely cut into the quality ratings over the past week, but the longer-range outlook now calls for some cooler conditions. Wheat is sharply lower, posting near-limit down losses in many contracts. Minneapolis spring wheat down 52 cents in the July contract at $11.17 per bushel. Kansas City down 63 cents in July at $10.41 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 59 cents in the July contract at $9.75 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is progressing north, with early reports pointing to high protein levels but lower than average yields. Spring wheat seeding in the country is estimated to be about 97 to 98% done, with a few remaining acres likely left unplanted this year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 21st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.